Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today, and this is the place where we come every single week to grow together, to share together, and to share leadership principles that I believe can help us in a very practical way fulfill the purposes that God has placed in our lives. Each week, some of you join me and you let me know that this podcast blesses you. And I want to thank you. I want to encourage you to share the link with others so that they can be blessed as well. We're trying to reach a million leaders and you can help us do just that. For those of you that are listening for the first time, thank you. It means a lot. We don't take it for granted. And I appreciate you more than you ever know. Thank you for being connected today. And I truly, truly, truly appreciate all of you who are supporting. Thank you so very, very much. I want to encourage you today to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Follow me on Instagram. Love to connect with you. So many of you do that and you put comments there and let me know how the podcast is blessing you. And that means the world. I get so many testimonies. I run and listen to the podcast. I'm driving. I'm in my car. However you do it, I appreciate you and know that I am so incredibly thankful. Also, I want to encourage you to go over to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. Dr. Stephanie and I, my wife, we have a wonderful YouTube page over there. It will bless you. And we're talking about your leadership. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about raising children. We're talking about creating vision. There's so many episodes. You can just go and just veggie out. I promise you, it will truly bless you. Go to my website if you want our books and content. Like us to come speak at your event, find out when I'll be in your city. All of that information is at Joseph Walker 3. That's right, josephwalker3.org. Go out there, check it out, and I really appreciate you in advance. So today, I got a lot of conversation about this. A lot of people knew this one was coming, and you sent messages saying, I can't wait for this one. How do you eliminate a toxic work culture? Every organization will always have to wrestle with this. I've been leading for over 30 years. And let me tell you, it's like everybody gets a turn. There are these seasons where toxicity will always seep in. You can do your very best to build a culture of harmony and love, but toxicity comes. The reason we talked about last week about, you know, a person's motives and all of that, because I think it's important to understand toxicity doesn't mean that you are a bad person or a bad leader. It just means it's par for the course. You think about it. For example, Jesus chose 12 disciples and with good intentions, and toxicity rose up, right? And we saw it in Judas, and we saw it in the disciple's mother who said, you know, when you come to your kingdom, can my sons have a seat at the right hand or left hand? This idea of trying to posture and position, all these different things. So the question is, and it's a good question to wrestle with, how do we eliminate the toxicity in our work culture? So let's get into it. First is we must recognize and address the problem. You have to identify toxic behaviors. You can't play around with this. You have to understand the signs of toxicity, such as gossip, bullying, high turnover, and low morale. If your organization is having this problem, like there's a lot of gossip going on, people are bullying other people, people don't stay on the job long, you have a lot of turnover because of the toxicity or the low morale of the people that work with you, you have to fix that. These are issues that leaders must openly acknowledge. And you can't put your head in the sand and just say, oh, everything is well, things are going good, people just come and go. No, if you are serious about leadership, you acknowledge and you address these kinds of problems. I think it's important. Now, you cannot, listen, fix what you're not willing to face. The second thing is that you have to promote open communication. Can I say that again? promote open communication. As a leader, create safe channels for employees to voice their concern without fear of retaliation. Actively listen to feedback and take it seriously and make sure people feel heard. The reason why our environment sometimes is so toxic is because people don't have an outlet. So they end up with poor coping skills and they vent to the wrong people, therefore creating gossip and suspicion and lack of trust. And the environment becomes more and more toxic. So it's incredibly important that we constantly promote open communication in your staff meeting. Consider these things. Sit around and go around the table and ask people to talk about one thing that they're grateful for, one challenge they're having that they'd like the team to pray about. Be honest about where people are. Create an open door policy as a leader, whether it's through your managers or it's to yourself. If someone needs to come to you, get to you, how do they do that? How are they able to have a relationship with you as a leader where they can come without fear of retaliation, but really share honestly what they might be dealing with in that particular season on the job? So I think it's important. I encourage it. Open communication. You will win every single day with that. All right, number three, set clear expectations. Define your values and your standards. Clearly define and communicate what your core values are and acceptable behaviors. See, leaders should exemplify the values and behaviors they wish to see in their employees. So you set the tone. Everything rises and falls, that's Maxwell for you, on leadership. You've got to get to a point where you set clear expectations. I know in my organizations, I try to set an expectation around time management, around excellence and production of work, around how I deal with relationships. And so, you know, it starts from the top. In the spirit world, in the church world, we have this thing where the oil, we call it the anointing, and it means that the spirit of the leader falls down upon the people. So you can take a sample of the oil from the top, and it should also be the exact match at the hem. And if it doesn't match, admit there is a disconnect, that people are operating under that leader in a way that's not consistent with that leader's behavior, values, character, etc. So you have to do a better job communicating what your values are, what your standards are. And sometimes you have to do that daily. You have to constantly push that, remind people of what that looks like, because some people will never get it until it becomes very, very clear. So set clear expectations unapologetically, and you would be amazed at how that can dismantle, disrupt, and even destroy the toxicity within your organization. Here's number four. Invest in employee development. The people who are working for you, people who are around you, you must spend time training them. Let me tell you what that looks like. I've learned something that often we think training is a cookie cutter operation, but sometimes training is about showing people specifically what you mean. You may say, you know, bring me a cup of water. A person may bring you just a cup of water. Somebody else will bring you a cup of water with the peppermint. Somebody else will bring you a cup of water in a glass because they say a cup is not a standard of excellence. So in training people, you have to train on communication, train on outcomes, train on conflict resolution, train people on teamwork. A lot of people have never really worked together. How do you create opportunities for team building exercises? Going to an escape room or going somewhere and doing some things that can help people recognize the value of working collaboratively. Here's a big deal. I talk about this a lot in my book, right? On No Opportunity Wasted, the spirit of collaboration. Nothing gets done in silo or solo. It's important that we truly help develop the people, because supporting an employee's professional development and career growth is going to help them remain more loyal and engaged in your organization. Make no mistake about it. We cannot assume that people just know. That's what happens with so many institutions. We assume, because people may have this behind their name or that in front of their name, that they just know. But you don't know what you don't know. You control the culture by which you allow people to tap into the training and development, and therefore you know what you're getting because you now have provided that for your organization, and therefore there was an expectation that the people who are training, the people on your team are producing the quality product that you envision as you manifest your vision, okay? So that's huge. So invest in employee development. Got it? All right, we're going to number five. Here's the big one. Hold everyone accountable. Can you do that? Like for real? Can you, as a leader, maintain consistent enforcement? As a leader, you have to enforce the rules and policies consistently for everyone. You can't let this person get away with it and then that person be held accountable to it. There's a moment you have to draw a line in the sand, and regardless of a person's position, you have to do things. And we do this even in our ministry. Think about this, a nonprofit. We do performance evaluations, performance reviews. That include behavior. Is a person a cultural fit? The key components of performance evaluations are so critical because it helps you as a leader know where people are trending. Where should they be? How are they interacting with the rest of the team? I believe if you are serious about leadership, you have to be willing to hold every single person accountable. You can't have some people getting away with it and other people are just literally being punitively affected because of the same thing. Accountability is key in order to maintain integrity in leadership. Here's the next one. Think about this. How do I foster a positive work environment? Like, how do I truly build a team? How do I organize team building activities that strengthen relationship and trust among the employees? Similar to what I said earlier, right? About really trying to create, you know, this environment where I'm developing people and creating a spirit of collaboration. But think about this for a second. Think about this. Really process it. How often does your team get together and just do things outside of work together? How often do you implement, you know, training that involves everybody interacting with one another? See, this is about creating an environment of trust. Let me speak to that just for a moment. One of the challenges every leader will have is constantly fostering trust among your team. People struggle with trust. People struggle with trust, whether it's trust of a new employee's motives, whether it's, well, we've had this longstanding nonverbal grudge on the team, and so we haven't been able to address it and get beyond it. Let me tell you something. You're going to need trust where you're going. And you have to, in that environment, if you're going to eliminate toxicity, you've got to implement programs that promote work-life balance, mental health. You got to create opportunities where people are able to spend time with their family, to be able to trust one another, to be honest. Man, this is how you eliminate that toxic environment. You don't want people saying, oh my God, it's just drudgery working here. You know, they never give us a break. I feel like I'm always on, never have a time. We give our team, let me tell you something. We give our team what's called Selah. And maybe this will bless you and your team. We give them every quarter, once a quarter, they have to take 3 days away. They can't touch the work, can't respond to calls, emails. They must go and take mental health breaks, pour into themselves naturally. Because this is important that you a step away from it. See, in order to create a positive environment, give people the opportunity to step away, to come apart. Because if you don't come apart, you're gonna come apart. You get that? So fostering a positive work environment is so key. And I wanna make sure that you understand this. This is something you've got to invest in. You've got to do it, all right? Let me go over the six principles before we get to number seven. We're talking about eliminating toxic work culture. And the first thing we talked about was recognizing and addressing the problem. You cannot avoid it. You got to confront it head on. This is what I'm dealing with. And these toxic behaviors, this stuff about turnover and how people are responding, I'm not making this up. This is actually happening. And if I confront it as a leader, then it challenges me to come up with strategic solutions to really solve it. And so that's number one. Two is promoting open communication, creating portals and opportunities whereby people can talk and share. It's so important, right? Everybody should have an opportunity to talk to us, to share with us. So creating those safe channels whereby people are listening. And I think that's important. So let's create that opportunity where people feel they can talk to us without fear of retaliation. Number three, we talked about setting clear expectations, defining your values and your standards, making it very clear. This is what I stand for. This is the example as a leader that I'm setting before you. And I expect nothing less than what you have seen around you. I think that's huge, right? In setting clear expectations. Number four is investing in your group's development, whether it's the team you're leading, whether it is the staff you're leading, whatever it might be. Ask yourself, how are we engaged in development as a team? I've got to create that. I've got to follow through on that. I got to make sure that that is the actual part of what we do every single day at our organization. You got it? So let's develop, folks. And then number five, we talked about holding everyone accountable. That consistent reinforcement and enforcement of the various things, we have to make certain that people are being held accountable to what they say they were going to do. The only way the organization can be successful and toxicity can be removed is that we hold people accountable and say, you can't get away with that, and we're going to let this person slide across the board. You have to declare it is what it is. We are doing performance reviews. We're making sure that people's behavior is consistent with what God has already ordained. So listen, holding people accountable is key. Number six, fostering a positive work environment. And there it is. Woo! How do we build teams? How do we come to a place where we are concerned about each other's well-being? We're taking time to ask, how you doing? And then number seven, continuous improvement. Regular assessments, man. Regularly assessing the workplace culture through surveys and feedback, making sure that you're willing to adapt and make necessary changes based on that feedback. It's important to say, man, how can I get better? How can I evolve? How can I get to the next level? I am hungry for this. And this is what I do, what you should do. Always be looking for opportunities to grow, to expand. And that comes from regular assessing the workplace culture. That comes from constantly being present and listening and learning and growing. So I am grateful. This has been an incredible conversation. We're eliminating toxic cultures. And let me tell you something, you got to let it go. You got to get this toxicity out because it's going to hinder your growth. Because when people come in new and they run into that toxicity, that's what's creating the turnover. So you got to get to a place where you can say, hey, I want to be in a place that's healthy, that's healed. I want to be in a place that's productive. Well, guess what? That's why you heard this podcast today, so that you can be in environments that are edifying and not destructive. Thank you so much. Make sure you follow me now at Joseph Walker 3. I'm going to hold you to it. Make sure you text me and let me know. Put me in a DM and say, I was blessed, to put it on my timeline. Let me know who was listening. Thank you so much. And also go to my website, Joseph Walker 3, for merch and other products that we know will bless your life. And make sure you go out there on YouTube and subscribe to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I promise you that one will bless you big time. Make sure you go to my website to get my books, get the merch, got some great t-shirts out there. Just go to josephwalker3.org. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this podcast because what I'm hoping is that I will get testimonies that the toxicity left, that We implemented some of the things you talked about. And as a consequence, it was not as bad as we thought. That's what I'm believing for you. Thank you so much for being tuned in. Thank you for supporting Next Level Leader. If you want to be a sponsor of this, let me know. Reach out in my DM. Love to have you sponsor a segment on Next Level Leaders. We reach hundreds of thousands every week. Be blessed. Until then, peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.